you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Breaking news.
Don't you just hate it when the news networks do that? Well, because it's rarely a story that truly warrants being called breaking news, you know? Sometimes it's even just a promotional plug for some other show they want you to tune into later on in the day. So I definitely think they overuse that phrase, breaking news. They do it all the time. It irritates the heck out of me. You know, back when I first started in broadcast, wait a minute, do I sound like a crotchety old man when I say that?
Back when I first started in broadcasting, we had gasoline-powered transmitters, and we had to walk uphill both ways just to sign on the radio station every morning.
Yeah, I'm starting to sound like Bernie Sanders. You kids get off my lawn! I gotta stop that. Anyway, my breaking news is not much better than CNN, or Fox, or MSNBC, because it's just another silly bit from old Randy. So here goes.
Breaking news. April Fool's Day was canceled this past week because nobody, but nobody, could come up with anything that could match the real life crap that's going on right now. And I do mean real life. Hey, with all due apologies to Aldous Huxley, we are not facing a brave new world, are we? This is more like a cowardly new world these days. Or maybe that's a little over the top. Might be more like paranoid new world or cautious new world. One way or another, it's a new world of some kind or other that we live in right now.
And if you need a good example, just look at our silly government leaders. And I'm talking about Washington and Austin, by the way. The partisanship on both sides of the aisle is absolutely stunning. Stunningly stupid. But take this stimulus package that they just passed. Finally, those hacks in Congress and the White House, they're much more concerned with trying to push through some of their pet projects or advance some of their personal agenda items. They're much more interested in that than they were in trying to get some financial relief to those of us out here in the general public who are suffering because of the quarantine. I'm a small business owner. Edgewater Studios is a multimedia company. We have less than 10 employees, and we're scrambling to hang on to our clients and maintain payroll and health care benefits for all our employees. Meanwhile, the yahoos in D.C. are trying to attach provisions to the bailout bill that have nothing whatsoever to do with helping small businesses. They're all a bunch of shysters, if you ask me. Democrats and Republicans, and they could care less about us. And before we get off this subject of Washington flim-flam politicians, could we just deport all those congressional con artists who sold off all their shares of stock right before Wall Street took a nosedive? I mean, don't just arrest them and put them in jail. Send them to Iran or Italy or Spain. Eh, that might be a little too harsh. But at least take back all the money they ripped off first and give it to the first responders, the medical workers, the grocery store clerks who are standing on the front lines every day. Oh, and one more thing. Are you as frustrated as I am that our leaders have only seemed to react to this virus rather than being more proactive like they were in South Korea? Good grief. What a total cluster bar. Boy, I cleaned that one up, didn't I? Yeah, now that I think about it, a goo-goo cluster bar sounds pretty good right about now, doesn't it? Well, it is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, huh? But anyway, I veered off out into the weeds again, didn't I? Honestly, I actually had a point I wanted to make about the feckless fools we call our leaders, political leaders. And I'm not just referring to national leaders either. How about the hayseeds in Austin, who issued that order to stop people from coming to Texas from Louisiana. Come on! How are they going to enforce that? The next day, there was a story in the paper that state troopers were sitting at the first exit west of the state line on I-10 westbound. But they weren't stopping anybody. And what would they do if they did stop them? Tell them to pinky promise to self-quarantine for 2 weeks before they go out in public? How would they enforce that? This is just stupid on steroids, if you ask me. Now, I'll grant you it was a good idea to put up a roadblock, in theory. But let's just say the Department of Public Safety did blockade I-10 westbound at the state line. How long do you think it would take people to find another highway or a back road to use to get into Texas? And even if they figured out some miraculous way to block off all the roads on the Texas-Louisiana state line, how would they stop people from just driving to Arkansas and coming into Texas through Texarkana, or Oklahoma for that matter? My goodness, what an idiotic order. This was just political showmanship. If you ask me, it makes our state leaders look like morons. On the other hand, how brilliant do the city of Houston and Harris County leaders look in retrospect? I mean, after they shut down the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, we were all upset about it at the time, but now we're thinking, wow, if only they'd done it a few days earlier before the barbecue contest, huh? No, stop and think about it for a minute. There's a good reason why New Orleans is considered one of the virus hotspots and why Houston is not. Because the city leaders in New Orleans just ignored all the warnings. They let Mardi Gras go on like, oh, there's nothing to worry about. Let the good times roll, baby. Yeah, times ain't so good now, are they? But we here in Houston have our fair share of numbnuts, too. And I'll give you a good example. I'm lucky enough to have a home recording studio, so I can work on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show and my voiceover business from the house. But I've been trying to get out and walk for exercise and to relieve some stress, you know, since the quarantine started. And I've noticed some really interesting people while I was out strolling through the neighborhood. In point of fact, there are a lot of people who are doing the same thing as I am. So I encounter a lot of runners and walkers and cyclists. And I've noted that there are basically two different kinds of people out there. The first kind is a friendly, engaging group. They usually want to smile and wave, or they might even want to stop and talk, from a safe distance, of course. After all, we're all craving more human interaction these days, aren't we? But then there's the other kind. They won't even speak to you as they pass. It's almost as if they believe if they talk to you that somehow you'll give them the virus, you know? Some of them will see you coming. They'll pull out their cell phone before they get right up next to you so they can stare down at their cell phone and avoid all eye contact. I even saw one woman who was out walking her dog. And I know, you're going to think I'm making this up. But really, I'm not. This woman had covered her entire head with saran wrap. I am not kidding. This is a true story. She had wrapped saran wrap all the way around her skull, and then she had ripped out tiny little holes for her eyes, her nose, and her mouth. I'm serious. She was walking really fast, and she was avoiding eye contact. But I desperately wanted to yell out at her, "You do realize that you've exposed the only three places on your head where the virus can actually enter your body, right? All the rest of that is just a waste of time." It honestly was one of the most comical things I've ever seen in my life. And hey, people, I've been in the broadcasting industry for 55 years, so you know I've seen some bizarre stuff in my day. Heck, I've done some bizarre stuff in my day. All of this is why I say it's a cautious new world we face. But no matter how cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs our neighbors may be, we've still all got to eat. So today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to continue to look for new and creative techniques for quarantine cooking. And we'll get some good ideas from one of our favorite backyard chefs. So
grab the saran wrap, and breaking news, I'm gonna make a life-threatening trip out to the patio to fire up the grill. Oh, and for crying out loud, take off that hockey mask, will ya? You do know Halloween was like 6 months ago, right?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are long overdue to talk to our primary guest today, so please say hello to Greg Berlocker, who happens to be our executive producer on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and he's our favorite foodie. So how you doing, pal?
I am doing great. It's really, really good to talk to you, Randy. How are y'all?
Well, my head's above water, but just barely. First of all, are you and your wife, Sally, still asymptomatic?
We are. We're very, very happy. We have been checking our temperatures regularly. We have been sheltering in place. We purchased enough food where we really don't need to go out, and we've been good. Thank you. I appreciate you asking.
And your son got the trip of a lifetime, I understand.
He did. We're so excited for him. Our youngest son, ever since he was 10 years old, wanted to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro. So he had paid his fees, so he decided to go. And then President Trump said, we're going to cancel all the flights from Europe, and he had to hurry home. But that was 2 weeks ago. He got home before the deadline. And he's been home for 2 weeks, and so it looks like we dodged a major bullet. So we're all very, very thankful everybody's healthy.
Do you know anybody who's contracted this virus yet?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't have any personal experience with people that have contracted it. About the closest thing I know are some of the celebrities, like Tom Hanks and his wife. But
yeah, now I knew Joe Diffie, but only casually, bless his soul. But yeah, I'm kind of like you. The only people I know are the people who everybody knows. But I suppose it's only a matter of time. So have you say that you and Sally have stayed at home. Is your work considered essential?
It is. We support the oil and gas industry. A lot of our satellite services are to bring back valuable data from oil wells and gas wells, production data. And so if we needed to go out, we would be considered essential.
But we'll talk more about cellular and satellite in the second segment. I have some specific questions I want to ask you, Greg.
Okay.
Actually, Greg is here today as spokesperson for our good friend and our sponsor, Belleville Meat Market. I've been trying for weeks now to get Jared Poffenberger to appear on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, but he just hasn't had the time. So Greg's going to fill in for him. And hard as it may be to believe, Greg actually has known and worked with the Poffenbergers longer than we have here at Edgewater Studios. So tell us how you first came in contact with Jared and his brother Marcus.
Well, actually, it was before that. I met Dan. Dan, when he got to a certain age, he turned the market over to Jared and Marcus. And he said, I'm going to go be a fishing guide in Rockport, Texas. And I met him. I went on a trip. We were at a writer's function. In a previous life, I did a lot of outdoor writing about hunting and fishing, and I had a chance to meet Dan and his lovely wife, Diana, and we just realized we had a lot in common, and we've been friends, and I've done some advertising support for them over the years, and they're just wonderful people. I can't say enough good things about the Poffenberger family. They're gems.
And Edgewater Studios may not be considered essential, but a meat purveyor like the Belleville Meat Market most certainly is. But they've just continued to provide the best and the freshest cuts of meat day after day after day. And we can see proof of that on Facebook. So what's happening at the Belleville Meat Market?
They are absolutely covered up. I had the occasion to talk to Jared. Jared asked me to fill in for him, and he apologized, but they are absolutely burning the candle at both ends to make sure that all of their cases are all stocked up with fresh cuts of beef and pork and chicken, and they really work hard at that. One of the things that they're doing that is so admirable is that they're investing in their staff. They want them to know that there's security, that they will have a job. And these guys are working very, very long hours, and they make sure that each one of the employees has a full day off, and they also make sure that every day they have a full hour lunch, which is rare in the meat industry. You know, normally you grab a quick sandwich and it's back to work, but they want to make sure that their employees, because they're working so hard, have a chance to decompress, and that's their investment In the service, and that pays dividends.
So are they experiencing any shortages on certain cuts of meat? A lot of grocery stores are running short on products, so I guess the Belleville meat market's doing a booming business, right?
They are, and, you know, that all takes relationships. You need to do a lot of business. You need to do a lot of turnover to maintain those relationships with the suppliers to make sure that when this situation happens, that you're an important customer. So everything there is fresh, and they do a tremendous turnover every day.
And one of the best things about the Belleville Meat Market is their pecan smoked barbecue, which they sell by the pound or by the sandwich. Do they still offer that service?
They do. And when I was talking to Jared about things to talk about, one of the things that he wanted the listeners to know is that they want you, the buyer, to consider Belleville Meat Market to be a refuge, basically a safe harbor. If you need to decompress and you want to have some good service and come out and just sit a while, they have a porch where you can eat the barbecue. They have great barbecue sandwiches, and you can buy it by the pound. It's just really great. And of course, one of my favorites is the three generation barbecue sauce. It's all made by the Poffenburgers, all original recipes, and you can even buy a couple of jars and take it home with you.
And do they have special arrangements for pickup or delivery?
They do. You can order online, and if you just want to pick up the phone and call them and say, I want this, this, and this, you can call them on the phone and they'll have your order prepared. If you would like to have the products frozen, you can do that, but you need to call a day ahead.
Plus, the Belleville Meat Market has a wild game processing plant for which they're very famous among hunters. Is that still up and running too?
Absolutely. The market has just expanded tremendously. The number of deer they process year after year has continued to grow. That has really allowed them to expand their processing center across the street. And if you're tired of if you have a deer roast and you're tired of it falling on your foot every time you open up the freezer, take it out to Belleville and they'll thaw it out and they'll turn that into some pan sausage that you can eat right now. So a lot of people usually will take roast and things like that and they never get around to cooking them. So this is a great time on your next trip to have some sausage made.
Should customers expect delays in delivery in the wild game processing plant? Are things moving a little slower these days?
That's a good question. I need to ask that specifically before I commit the market to doing that. But generally, if you take a frozen bit of meat out there, it's going to take a day or two to thaw out. And generally, they can turn that around in a couple of days. And even during the peak of hunting season, the biggest delay is about 7 to 10 days. So generally with their automation system, the digital scales that they have, the record keeping, they can whip out the same seasoning that you use. And if you have something that you prefer, like maybe you want to double the amount of black pepper in your sausage, they can do that. They keep all of those accurate records, and it allows you to customize your seasoning in the sausage.
Tell us how to find the Belleville Meat Market, Greg. Where is it?
Well,
other than Belleville.
a lot of people have heard of Belleville. You hear it on the news and things like that. Belleville's halfway between Seeley and Hempstead, so it's really easy. If you're going out I-10, coming or going at Seeley, you're going to head north. And if you are on 290, you go south from Hempstead, and you kind of meet, it's about 15 minutes from either town, right in the middle, Highway 36. And it's very, very easy to find. It's right in the middle of town.
What's their website?
The Belleville Meat Market's web address is bellevillemeatmarket.com, where meat is their middle name.
And where are they on social media?
You can find them at Belleville Meat Market on Facebook as well. And if you want to see specials, which they have some great specials for a really attractive price.
We've asked Greg to stick around for another segment because we want to find out about cellular and satellite, but we also want to get some good ideas for quarantine cooking. You up for that?
Oh, I'd love to. One of my favorite topics.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off.
Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi friends, Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're happy to be hosting our favorite foodie today. It's Greg Berlocker, who just also happens to be our executive producer on the show. Thanks for taking the time, buddy.
Oh, man, I always love it, Randy.
Greg has his fingers in several pies, most of which he eats. But one of his greatest areas of interest is his own company, Cellular and Satellite. So tell us what you guys do at Cellular and Satellite, Greg.
We tried to pick a name that tells everybody exactly what we do is we provide businesses with wireless data plans. We're not in the handset business. We don't provide cellular phones, but people can use, and companies specifically and organizations can use wireless data modems to provide a data network. So instead of calling the local cable TV company for your internet connection, you could use a wireless connection and then move it from place to place to place, or you might want to use your wireless connection as a backup. So if your business relies on internet, we can provide you either a cellular backup or a satellite backup. And in some cases, it's the primary. In many cases in the oil industry, they're building plants and facilities in areas where there is no cellular coverage. And they need some other method like satellite to provide connectivity for their workers.
So how has this current crisis affected your business?
Gosh, we are very busy. People are trying to find more bandwidth for their workers. I'm sure, Randy, you've experienced phone calls that have either terminated early or break up terribly.
Yep.
That's because there's so much congestion. Think of a fiber optic circuit as a freeway. But at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, in front of the Galleria, it comes to a grinding halt.
Uh-huh.
That's because those freeways are overloaded.
Yeah.
This is what we're expecting, right? Nobody ever expected 30% of the workforce to be unemployed and staying at home and having every worker, you know, work from their home. So there's a challenge in the last mile. A lot of businesses that have really large super freeways, super highways to their buildings, now have dispersed their workers out to their homes where really their internet connection's kind of like a country road. So there's a lot of similarities in those comparisons, those analogies rather. So that's one of the challenges is when we have so much congestion, there's collisions on the packets and voice and data. They all fight, and sometimes people lose and your voice connection doesn't work. So we've been trying to backfill and add people, add bandwidth to people's network or to provide them a secure backup.
Well, we're having some of those connectivity challenges right now during this phone call.
Yes.
So how can listeners contact you at Cellular and Satellite and find out how to solve some of those connectivity challenges?
There you go. If you want to check out the website, it's cellularandsatellite.com, all spelled out. You can also call us on the phone at 832-551-1000.
Now, Greg is obviously a small business owner, so I want you to talk just briefly for a moment about how you think all this shutdown is going to affect small business people like you and me. Should the government do more or should the government do less?
Gosh, they seem to be doing a lot with this stimulus, trying to reassure the public, trying to keep their chins up, and ensuring that business is going to go on. That's such an important role. When we believe there's going to be a recession, a lot of times it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'm terribly concerned because there's just the lack of cash flow. Small restaurants, small businesses is the heart of the American economy. Most businesses in the United States have less than 50 employees. And with zero cash flow coming in, how are you going to pay for all of those employees? So I'm terribly concerned.
But as I said earlier, Greg has his fingers in a lot of pies. By the way, that blueberry pie over there is mine, Greg. So did you wash your hands? We wanted to tap into your deep background as an amateur chef and get some good ideas for quarantine cooking. Now, you said this is your favorite subject. I dare say nobody's ever asked you about quarantine cooking before, young man.
Okay, you caught me.
But nonetheless, let's delve into that. Let's start out by talking specifically about using some of the products we can buy at the Belleville Meat Market. So what have you and Sally been experimenting with lately?
Gosh, you know, most Houstonians do have a little bit of experience. After hurricanes, most of us have had to be creative in the cooking area. So we like chicken thighs, and we'll go out to the pit, and I'll do 10 or 12 all at one time, And if you cook those on indirect heat for about an hour, 400, the skin gets really nice and crispy and you have one meal. And then we took the leftovers and made chicken risotto with mushrooms the next night. And I think we're going to do some chicken enchiladas tonight. So a lot of times, you know, you don't want to use up a whole lot of supplies. So if you can use one charcoal fire and cook three meals all at one time, it stretches your rations. So you can take things and add an international flavor to them. Sometimes you get tired of eating the same thing. So if you have some leftovers, you can go Cajun, you know, take rice-based dishes like jambalayas and dirty rice. You could go Italian, as we did with the risotto. You can go Mexican. You can use leftover chicken enchiladas and tacos and chalupas. You could even go Baptist or Methodist. And you can make a casserole, right? So we could go Chinese and do stir-fried rice or Italian, use pasta and stretch those leftovers. So that's just one example. Ham is another great quarantine food. Ham is just, there's no fat. It's all protein. And there are a lot of things that you can use it for. And I found what was called a Carver ham. And I saw those for the very first time at Christmas. And I think they were about $15. And you can easily have three or four meals off of it. And you can use it for breakfast. You can use it for ham sandwiches at lunch. You can toss it in pasta. So it's a really versatile cooking ingredient that pairs with a lot of other ingredients.
So what you're saying, Greg, is quarantine cooking and hurricane survival cooking are one and the same.
They're very similar. the you know, at hurricanes, the last hurricane when, you know, with Harvey, we were flooded. We couldn't get out.
Yeah.
We couldn't. And now we're you know, sheltering in place, we can't get out. So you have to figure a way, how do I stretch these groceries that I have in the pantry and, you know, and keep everybody fed? So a lot of similarities.
Well, I have to ask you this. The Belleville Meat Market is especially proud to have their summer sausage on the shelves of most of the HEB stores in the area. And I've got some out in the freezer right now. I want to do more than just thaw it out and slap it on a cracker with a slice of cheese. Have you got any good ideas for summer sausage from Belleville Meat Market?
You know, that seems like a terrible waste to do it any other way, though, Randy.
Might be.
You know, it's you could do, if I were going to, like, repurpose a sausage or something, I'd probably make a fine dice and chop two or three circles and then dice that up in little bitty dice, and might want to add those on some nachos.
Ooh.
You could probably put that on top of some pasta. It would give it a nice flavor. What's your favorite pasta sauce, I should say?
Oh yeah, marinara.
Marinara, yeah. Mm-hmm. That would complement, I think, a marinara sauce, or I think it would go great with an Alfredo.
Ooh.
You've got a lot of fat in the sausage, so it's rich. But if you just wanted to add, you know, match head size dice, it would kind of, you know, really, really pick that dish up.
Well, thanks for the input on the quarantine cooking or the hurricane survival cooking, whatever you want to call it, Greg. I think quarantine cooking is going to be our topic every week for the foreseeable future. So I'm warning you right now, you're going to be back on the show very soon. Okay, buddy?
All righty.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Direct from washing his hands, here's my old radio partner from our days on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. Are your hands chapped and dry yet, buddy?
Well, actually, probably a little bit. I think I've been doing enough stuff around the ranch, kind of dinging them up here, and I've got a Band-Aid on one finger. And so, yeah, I'm washing them pretty much.
Yeah, just before we started this segment, I Googled the words dry hands humor, and I got over 28 million hits. And the first page was nothing but remedies for dry hands during the pandemic. Apparently, I'm not the only one who's struggling with dishpan hands without the dishes.
I went to a hardware and feed store a couple days ago, and it was so nice. They were only letting 10 people in at a time, which was fine. And, of course, that'd be the one. I let a guy in who was carrying a leaf blower, needed repair or whatever, and then he was 10, so I had to wait. So, see, there, that's no good. Good deed goes unpunished, right? No, that's okay. But anyway, so I get in there and I check out and I get my stuff, and she gives me a big squirt of hand sanitizer after I pay and walk out. And I went, well, thank you. That's really nice.
kind of a nice little twist. Makes you want to go back there.
Have you heard about the Wuhan Shake?
The Wuhan Shake?
Yes.
No.
Instead of shaking hands, when you greet somebody, you just tap their foot with your foot.
Hey.
And you keep your hands to yourself.
And who would have thought in all of this that it would come down to maybe a seafood or some exotic animal vendor in a little outdoor market in Wuhan in Hubei province that all this would start from?
I just wish I had a few thousand shares of stock in Jergens hand lotion right about now. Now, there's a company with a future. That's creative long-term investing, don't you think?
It really is. Well, we're going to, once this passes through, and it's not going to be pretty, but once it's done, there are going to be so many ventilators, they're going to be selling them on eBay.
Yeah.
There's going to be so many face masks. There'll be warehouses full of face masks, but that's just the way, you know, humanity reacts and just what's kind of going on. So how are you holding up? You doing good? Getting a little stir-crazy?
The stir-crazy part's not bothering me. It's my hands.
Yeah?
My hands are so dry. Well, actually, my wife gave me some stuff called nail and cuticle oil. Have you heard of this stuff?
No.
It works really well on those little cracks that show up in the corners of your fingernails. Boy, that's powerful stuff. I wish I'd invested in that, too.
Well, there are things called Lubriderm. And just put that on your hands and rub it in a little bit. That's just, it's a nice, I guess, kind of dermatological little stuff you can put on. It's hand cream.
Ooh, somebody's been looking up big words.
No, I've had it under my sink for about 8 years, and I realize that's what that's for.
So how many times a day do you think you wash your hands right now?
Gosh, I don't know. When you're out here, and I handle different things, whether it's I'm working on machinery or stuff like that, so I probably more than most. Because I get, you know, dust and dirt and a little bit of grease here and there. I don't know, 10 times, 12 times a day. Depends on what I'm doing. If I'm having fertilizer and things, boom, I do.
I would estimate that I wash my hands between 20 and 30 times a day, at least.
Wow, and you're not even going out. This is just in your living room.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm deeply disturbed that it's taken a coronavirus pandemic to convince people that they need to wash their hands after they go to the bathroom or before they eat.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Yeah.
But I've also learned quite a bit about hand washing that I didn't know before. For instance, the 20-second rule.
Right.
I used to wash my hands in less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But now I count to 10, and then I carefully scrub each finger of each hand one at a time. That works out to be at least 20 seconds. And then I read an entire article on how important it is to rinse the soap off your hands. I'd honestly never thought about the fact germs don't come off while you're scrubbing them with soap. They only come off when you rinse the soap off your hands.
Well, now think about this. You've gone through all of that, and you turn around and you grab the doorknob and you go, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, we can get nuts with it, and or we can just be probably just kind of pretty careful. But yeah, I do it, and I don't have any hand sanitizer because it's all, you bought it all.
I didn't buy any of it because I couldn't find it anywhere.
I found a small one. I had my truck for the last 3 years, and it become just, you know, like pure alcohol. So no, I didn't drink it, but I found, this will work, right? I'll just put it on my hands. It's just a form of what used to be like a jelly. But anyway, I went, I'll use that. Doggone it.
Then I read another article, Fred. It pointed out, and I didn't know this, most doctors and nurses wash their hands not only after they go to the bathroom, but before. They wash hands both times.
Huh.
Now, I didn't know that, and I certainly wasn't doing that.
Well, they've got that super real cleanser cool stuff doctors and nurses get, too, right? You know, once you put it on your hands, you go, yeah, that's clean. Yeah, that's good stuff, whatever that is. I don't know what it is, but.
And now I've been reduced to figuring out ways I can combine two or three activities into one hand washing. Like, if I need to go to the bathroom, I'll try to hold off to pee until my nose itches, or I need to wipe the sleepy out of the corner of my eyes. Or I try to combine flossing and brushing my teeth with something like that at the same time. Are you doing that kind of thing?
I'm not being that obsessive. No.
Well, your hands are not cracked either.
No, they're not. No, I mean, I would get some kind of lotion on your hands, you know, just a couple times a day, just so it doesn't.
Oh, I do it after every time I wash my hands.
Still cracking?
And still cracking. Well, because I'm washing my hands 30 times a day.
Yeah, and probably say the ABCs twice while you're washing your hands. I went, A, B, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, D. No, I just didn't want to take 2 minutes to do it. But I guess if I lived in the city and I was out more, I would probably be more concerned. But I just don't see a lot of people. And when I do, we're 10 feet away from each other.
But, you know, I think the biggest challenge is figuring out how to handle takeout food when you bring it home. I bring the sack in, I put it on the counter, I take out the containers, and I wash my hands.
Yeah.
Then we put all the food into our own containers, and I wash my hands again. Then we eat.
Yeah.
Then I throw away all the containers, and I wash my hands again.
Yeah.
Then I go get the nail and cuticle oil and put it all over my hands.
You know what? You know it would be a lot easier for you if you just bought a whole box of those little, the neutral rubber gloves. You get like 1,000 of them for a penny. And put those on.
They're all gone.
Oh, they are? Okay. I got some funky-looking blue ones out in my wood shop somewhere.
Well, you mail them to me.
They're probably pretty old.
Of course, when you mail them to me, then I'm going to have to wipe off the box.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to wash.
And then that's when, after I do all of that, then I suddenly realize I need to go to the bathroom, and the whole thing was for nothing.
Wow, imagine if you were obsessive-compulsive. Imagine somebody who really is at this point. Imagine that. And I feel for them. It's not something for me to laugh at, but there are people who are obsessive-compulsive. I have a relative, I won't mention who it is, not a brother, but somebody I know that had this thing about counting, you know, people who count.
Yeah.
Like when they leave a room, they have to flip the light switch off 7 times.
Oh, yes.
7 becomes, somebody goes, your number's 3. And then they go, my number's 3. I got to do everything 3 times. I'm serious. I'm not making this up. There's some kind of psychological condition. And I know this guy who had that for a long time. And he couldn't leave the room without flipping the switch off and on 6-7 times and opening and closing doors. I mean, it was, wow. I hope he's over that now. I do.
Well, we were talking about bringing take-home food in. What about you guys? Are you coming up with any cool dishes that create lots of convenient leftovers for several meals worth of food?
I'm cooking ribs today, and I'm trying a brand new mustard barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
I'm not going to smoke them. I'm going to offset charcoal them. I like them like that too. So
describe the process there, Fred.
Of cooking the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I season them up. Oh, I'll let them sit in there sometimes 2 days wrapped in kitchen wrap or saran wrap real snug and let that. No, I don't use any MSG. I use just, you know, salt, pepper, cumin, garlic, salt, and it's all real simple stuff, paprika, cayenne, and let it sit on there for a couple days, and then I'll let them assume room temp, and then I'll cook them charcoal. I've got a big, what's called a fajita, rolling fajita cooker, and one side I'll stack with coals, and the other side I'll put those on and just let them kind of, you know, bask in their own smoke and fat, sizzling fat smoke, and give them about 3-4 hours of that. And when they're ready, then I'm going to get some of that South Carolina mustard, honey, brown sugar, apple cider vinegar mixture. I don't know what else in it, salt, pepper, and adobo. Put some chipotles in it. Ooh, it's going
to
be good.
You've reduced me to tears.
it's going to be good. So that will leave for two of us. We'll have like 2 racks of ribs. That'll last a few days.
Well, it's time for me to get another shot of Himalayan pink salt and water lily antibacterial hand sanitizer. So I got to go. We'll talk next week.
Pink salt? Does it come with a picture of Barbie on the front?
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something else.